TV Confidential.
Ed Roberts with a reminder that Roy Finnis will join us in our second hour. We hope you'll stay tuned for that. In the meantime, I want to thank everyone who posted comments about our recent look back at the career of Jack Webb and the original Dragnet, particularly those who belong to the Jack Webb Archives page on Facebook. I appreciate the kind words, and I know that Joseph Doherty, Dan Farron, and Tony Figueroa do as well. We'll shift gears as we welcome back our friend Jim Rosen. Jim, as we just mentioned on our last program, we took a look at the shows produced by Jack Webb, including Dragnet and Adam 12. Adam 12 was one of your early appearances as an actor. Adam 12, of course, was one of the shows that starred Martin Milner. Martin Milner, who we lost a few months ago. You got to know Martin Milner because you acted with him, you worked with him. Do you have any memories of Martin Milner that you would like to share with our listeners?
I worked with Marty twice on Adam 12, he and Kent McCord. And then I saw him once after that when he was doing a show on the lot at Universal, and we spoke. I actually wrote to him when I did the book, but I did not hear back from him. I think that was because when I was first doing the book on Route 66, I think he had had a stroke, and he was not really communicative. But, you know, I was very happy to have him in the book and to pay tribute to him because he really... Marty had a very nice career. I think he was in 32 films before he co-starred on Route 66 with George Maris. And he was a very likable man. He was very down-to-earth. He was very unassuming. And he, I think he always thought of himself as a working actor. And I don't think he ever flaunted his celebrityhood, nor do I think he was comfortable in doing that. He really was a guy that came to work and let's get this done, and then, you know, he went home and he had a family, four children and a wife, and I think that was important to him.
He was a working actor, but and again, there are a lot of actors, but not all actors work the same, and not all actors approach things the same way. And in the case of Martin Milner and George Maharis, you had two actors who had completely different ways of going about their work, but they were both very good in what they did.
Oh, absolutely. I think the contrast between them made the show. You know, Marty was, as I said, what do you need me to do here, and I'll do it. George was more questioning and challenging. You know, he was intense and volatile and, you know, quixotic, and Marty was steady and supportive and a rock of Gibraltar in certain ways, and the chemistry worked, and when, as we've talked before, when George Maharis left the show, it was not the same afterward, and his replacement, Glenn Corbett, although was a good, competent actor, he was too much like Marty, I think, too similar in personality and quality, and it the contrast was gone, and I think it hurts.
Yeah.
So, that was a great, great ingredient in the show, along with the different locations and the locale and the Corvette and the wonderful writing and the wonderful guest stars and characters, the contrast between Todd and Buzz.
Yeah, what a lot of people forget about his performance in Adam 12, because it was a Jack Webb show and Jack Webb had a certain style and he hired actors to perform things a certain way, there was not a lot of characterization in a Jack Webb show in what we would say is the usual sense of the word. But at the same time, because of what Martin Milner brought to the character, it was authentic, and I understand it inspired a lot of police officers to join not only to join the Los Angeles Police Department, but all over the country. But Adam 12 inspired a lot of people to join the police force.
I think that's an important point. I think the chief of police in L.A. had said that he had watched the show when he was younger, and that inspired him to, Marty's portrayal of Pete Malloy inspired him to join the police force and go into a career in law enforcement. Interestingly enough, Marty turned down that role, I think, when he was first offered to him. He had maybe a conflict. Another job was offered to him. I think it was a play, actually. And the play flopped. And then I think on the second go-round, he did accept the role. He had, a very good ongoing friendship with Jack Webb. It went back to Dragnet, went back to a movie called Halls of Montezuma, as a matter of fact. Another unique thing about that is Marty portrayed that character in four different TV series. Adam 12, Can you get them?
Well,
I'll give them to you if you can.
Are you talking about Malloy?
He portrayed the character of Pete Malloy in four different
I'm going to say Adam 12 obviously was the first one. Dragnet would have been the second one. I would say Emergency was the third. And
pretty good.
I'm going to guess that either the DA or Chase was the fourth.
Well, you got it. The DA.
Oh yeah, with Robert Conrad, Harry Morgan.
That's right, Robert Conrad. Yeah, four different TV series he portrayed that character, which is kind of unique when you think about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, and of course it was fortunate because Adam 12, I believe, was Jack Webb's longest running show because it ran 7 years in both. I think both versions of Dragnet ran around 4 or 5 years each.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We're talking to Jim Rosen. Jim's books on classic television include Route 66, the television series. Everything you wanted to know about the iconic series starring Martin Milner and George Maharis. We are spending a few minutes looking back at the career of Martin Milner. Kind of thinking aloud here, you mentioned that Martin Milner and Jack Webb went back many years. One thing that I know this was certainly true with Jack Webb, this is true with a lot of producers in film and television, there are certain actors they like to cast because they know what they can do and they don't have to worry about them. And that's a very important part of the process, whatever form of acting you're in. Yes, you want when you go out on auditions, and I think you can agree with me on this, Jim. When you go out on an audition, yes, you want to land the role. You always want to land the role, but it's not just about landing the role. It's about building relationships with casting directors and producers and writers so that they can think of you for other roles and other auditions, which may lead to future work.
Yes. And I'll tell you, as you were talking about Marty, I had a few little anecdotes. But I'll amplify that and say that, yeah, and in fact, particularly in the old days, the really good directors, especially on feature films, would sometimes sit and talk to an actor, and they would glean more information and get more of an impression of an actor from talking to him about himself than actually watching him actually read the part in terms of the quality that he had. Which is disarming in a way, because again, sometimes when you pick up the script, you know, with all the pressure of wanting a job and wanting to succeed, you sometimes get away from that. When you were talking about Marty, I flashed on the first one I did. We were at a gas station in North Hollywood, and I had never done a close-up, and we had shot the scene out in the cul-de-sac, and now we were back at the gas station, and I was in the second scene. And I said, hey, Marty was walking over to the car, and I said, Marty, I said, should I hesitate a beat on this shot? Because it was, again, it was a close-up. I had never done one. And he kind of half smiled at me, and he said, just enough to let the scissors go through. And then I remember the day after the second one, I knocked on his trailer. He was inside. I wanted to say goodbye to him, and he opened the door and looked out, and I said, Marty, I'm going. I wanted to say goodbye. It was good to see you and Ken again. And he just had a very big warm smile, and he says, well, hopefully I'll get you back again real soon. He was a nice man. He really was, and I just think that the fact that he was, you know, he was a nice guy. It showed through in everything he did, and he was very, very wholesome. And he was the kind of guy that, you know, many, many fathers wanted their daughter to marry, you know, and he played that role very well in a lot of movies and TV shows.
We might have touched on this before, but let me just ask the formal question. If you watch Martin Milner in Route 66 and then compare that to the Martin Milner you see in Adam 12, forget the fact that they're very different shows, but are there differences in his performances, or is it the same actor in different characters?
Well, I think he had humanity in both roles. I think as Pete Malloy, he was a little bit, because he was a police officer and he was in law enforcement, he was a little bit tougher. He was sensitive and compassionate, and you know, he would help people that needed help. But he had that factor of upholding the law. In Route 66, Todd was a more of a mild mannered guy, and he was, you know, the perfect actor opposite George, who, you know, could fly off the handle, and he provided a balance there. So I think those two things come to mind that. He was a little more easygoing as Todd Stiles. Not that he could not get angry and get intense in certain situations, but on the whole, he was a little bit more mild-mannered than as Pete Malloy, where he, you know, he had that factor of having to enforce the law when he had to and being tough when he had to, when people got out of line. You didn't see that as much in Route 66 because he was not a police officer.
One more item. Here's something a lot of us have in common. Broken appliances. Broken air conditioner. Broken down heating system. Broken down washer dryer. Broken down refrigerator. And if you're a homeowner, you know just how expensive it is to get one of those things fixed, let alone what happens if more than one appliance breaks down at the same time. Well, if you're a homeowner, you can get all of your appliances on a warranty plan that guarantees protection for all of your home appliances in case they break down. And best of all, it will only cost you about $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club at 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168. The call is free, and if you're one of the first 25 callers, your first month membership in the Home Service Club will also be free. Home Service Club, warranty plan, guarantees protection for all of your appliances for less than $1 a day. 800-264-3168. 800-264-3168. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.